Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim entitled his column, Inefficiencies Galore, and here's what he has to say about that. Purchasing or procurement is one of the least efficient functions in our business. It is also the environment where much corruption occurs. We talk about this nearly every August in Pulp Rats Month. Procurement involves the exchange of goods and services for money. Everyone gets funny around money. I am convinced that so-called arm's-length negotiations often waste money and result in the acquisition of something other than what the procuring party wanted. I am equally convinced that negotiated pricing, an implication that the effort is more open, wastes money, too. Then there is corruption, where sellers buy the business. Governments try other systems. Healthcare is a good example. So are the procurement activities associated with military equipment. These all have reputations for poor and costly buying decisions. I would offer that retail is the most open and transparent opportunity of procurement. Then I immediately think of two examples that shoot that premise down. The first is buying a car. The second is buying bathroom tissue or paper towels. Have you ever walked down that aisle and tried to comparison shop? It is an exercise in obfuscation created by our own industry. Where markets are completely transparent, as in agricultural commodities, the farmers often seem to be on the end that comes up short. Something closely akin to commodities markets are actual in-the-flesh auctions. I have always thought these to be a clean way to find the price of an item, except when the auctioneer has an accomplice in the audience running up the price. Procurement involves psychology. It also involves knowledge, but it is one-sided knowledge. These two conditions are what makes it interesting as well as often inefficient. Of course, procurement is also closely aligned with sales. I think, and I tell my salespeople this as well, the second best thing a buyer can tell us, the first being we're going to accept your offer, is this, no. Many buyers hate to say no and string a seller out for a long period of time, wasting everyone's time. If you're going to say no, say it early. Then I can move on to those that might say yes and quit wasting your time and my time. We're going to explore several aspects of the procurement function this month, which is Procurement Month here at Paparitalo Publications. If you are involved in this function, I'll probably step on your toes at some time during the month. Well, there are enough flaws that we're all guilty of at some time or another, even when we are attempting to do a great job. In the meantime, if you have a particular aspect of procurement that especially bothers you, drop me an email at jthompson@taii.com, and I'll do my best to cover it. Safety services are subject to flaws in procurement, just like all other purchasing exercises. Be careful and pay particular attention when procuring these. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim entitled his column, Great Negotiations, and here's what he has to say about that. If you've never been on both sides of the procurement table, I don't think you can appreciate the art of procurement. I have been fortunate enough to spend time on both sides. Today, I want to talk about being on the buying side. If you have been reading my writings for a long time, there may be some repetition here. In the early 1980s, I was involved in rebuilding a fine paper machine. It was a good time to be doing this, as the markets had been flat for several years due to high interest rates of more than 20%. The suppliers' shops were empty, so we had suppliers coming out of the woodwork. My role was that of assistant project manager, and I was sitting at the knee of the best negotiator I ever met in my now nearly 50 years in the business. His secret? He had a poker face like no other when we got around to discussing pricing with our suppliers. That was not his most important skill, however. He made everyone, and I mean everyone, work their prices up from zero. He had no embarrassment with the idea of opening talks with the question, "Why don't you just give us your offering for free?" Except that he did not use this question. He was far more skillful and far more subtle than this. Sometimes, if there was a room full of people for a major equipment presentation, he would go at it this way. It helped that they had been presenting all day, starting about 9 a.m., with only a break for lunch. Now it is about 6 p.m., and we would finally get to pricing and terms and conditions. Perhaps he would start with a statement like this as they started talking about pricing. "Now, let me stop you right there. I'm trying to understand how you build up your pricing." Long, pregnant pause, when the other side would be forced to ask what he meant. He was more than happy to tell them after they asked. "Well, for instance, today, you have 7 people here, and they all flew in from your supplier company headquarters. Did they all fly coach?" Wait for answer. Since they were all there, no one on their side dare lie. My boss was just hoping they would admit that their top people flew first class. "Wow, we weren't allowed to fly first class." Or if they did not, "Glad to see you being frugal. So tell me, how do you cover your costs for a day like this? Will they be built into our price if we buy from you?" "Yes, I see. So if we don't buy from you, are you going to charge us for today?" "No, of course not. Let me understand this. We get penalized with your sales costs if we buy from you, and we don't if we buy from your competitor." You see how this is going. By now, it is 6:30 p.m., and all we have discussed is their overhead for coming to see us in the boondocks. This goes on for hours. The pace never quickens, and my boss is always very polite. You can see why, after a while, they just wanted to give us their stuff to stop the agony. There is a downside to negotiating this way, and we'll talk about it next week. By the way, once I used this technique to buy a vehicle. I set aside an entire day, told myself I didn't need to buy a vehicle several times. In the course of the day, I got as far as the doors to leave three times, and they kept calling me back with a better deal. When it was all over, they told me I had gotten the best deal they had done on that vehicle. In negotiations, the party who is not in a hurry wins. I'm sorry to say I'm not the person who said that originally. For safety this week, a cost savings can be had by negotiating all the safety purchases you can visualize well in advance and then acting on them well in advance. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. And Jim entitled his column, Penalizing the Purchaser, and here's what he has to say about that. Last week, we left our hapless suppliers attempting to defend their overhead costs. They had been asked questions designed to be embarrassing and did the best they could to maintain their cool and answer the questions politely. The potential buyer is smug. He has them on the ropes. Not so fast. There are plenty of arrows left in the seller's quiver, so to speak. Even when there are two or three offerings on the table, sellers can still maintain their operating margins if they play the game correctly. The first place is in price. If the buyer insists on a certain price in order for the supplier to be competitive, the supplier can play with the terms to some degree. Move payments forward, split up the payments in different way than was originally proposed, and not only will this improve the supplier's cash flow on the project, it will tell suppliers a lot about where they stand vis-a-vis the competition. If the buyer accepts these movements without much fuss, good news. This supplier is the favored supplier. This means this supplier has more negotiating strength. Suppliers can do other things to enhance their positions, too. Perhaps there is a feature or service they know the prospective buyer will want. They can leave it out of the original quote or offer a much diminished version of it. If buyers are not sharp, they will miss this the first and perhaps the second time around, and then the supplier can make up for other concessions when buyers convince themselves they must have the missing piece. The longer suppliers can keep this off the table, the more they can get for it. Succeed in keeping it off the table until the main contract is signed and the down payment received, and the cost of this desired item can go through the roof. Another way to create an advantageous condition for a supplier is to have a new feature or service that is kept in abeyance until well into negotiations or even beyond. If suppliers can hold out with a new feature that is a surprise and is desirable late in the game, they can get their price for it. Don't bring new features up early if the prospective buyer is already showing great interest. That is what an excellent old-timer salesperson once characterized for me as spilling your candy in the lobby. There has been a project manager running around our industry for a number of years who thinks he is very clever. He sits down to negotiate on behalf of his clients, mills, with full knowledge that the bid specification he has put in front of the suppliers is incomplete. His stated strategy is to negotiate to this specification, then once a purchase order is signed, beat up the suppliers to give him the rest of the stuff necessary to make their equipment work. Of course, you and I know this is a very small industry. He has been outed by others. I am just reporting in past tense here, and the game is up, I think. Another rumored technique of the past decade, unconfirmed, is for suppliers to slightly undersize their equipment to get the order, then hope to negotiate liquidated damages at the end to their advantage. I hope this is not occurring, but in some cases it would not surprise me. The moral of this story is the one you learned the last time and every time you bought an automobile. In the case of the auto purchaser, your worthy adversary, the car dealer, does this for a living while you do it once every few years. Without doing your homework, you as a buyer are going to lose every time. The same thing applies to procuring equipment and services in a pulp and paper mill. Yes, you may buy things all the time, but in a particular tiny sector of your purchasing realm. The sellers are holding all the good cards. Get too cute with them, and they will skin you alive. I pray for the day when everyone on all sides of the table acts honorably. I doubt my prayers will be answered. For safety this week, I am emphasizing that it is unwise to negotiate with the ambulance driver. Get your safety act together well in advance on every front and procure what you need long before you need it, and hope your training and awareness program manifests itself in your never needing it. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. Jim entitled his column, Listen to Everyone. And here's what he has to say about that. There's an old story, unverified, that in the early days, General Motors had a person in the purchasing department who was charged with listening to everyone who came in with something to sell to the company. The concept was that one never knew when someone was going to walk through the door with an idea that would prove valuable to GM. I think we should bring this back. Despite all the directories and search functions we have today, we are still missing nuggets that could make our businesses much better. Paparitalo Publications is essentially an advertising business. One of the activities I pursue is getting around to seeing our advertising customers at least every 2 years. That is not very often, but thankfully today there are many of them to be seen. When I can spend 2 or 3 hours with these folks, they can clearly articulate their value propositions. The challenge is distilling their value propositions into the amount of time available. I think the sales procurement function is often broken or at least inefficient. And I have a surprise for you. I'm sure you think I spend a lot of time thinking about how paper mills operate. I do, but I spend at least as much time thinking about the dysfunctional sales and procurement function I find in mills. We spend a lot of time here at Paparitalo Publications thinking about it. For if we could find a way to help suppliers reduce the time they need to ascertain whether or not you need and will buy their product, that could reduce prices. Look at how much time is spent in sales overhead. Go back and read this column from 2 weeks ago. Look at how many things you buy that end up leaving you dissatisfied. You know how to make paper. You just don't know if suppliers can help you make paper better, with higher quality, lower costs, better overall efficiency. There is a lack of communications in force, big time. Through our products and services, we do our best to help alleviate this. We have the easiest-to-use supplier directory in the business. We design websites for suppliers from the point of view of actual suppliers and users, not some theoretical communications idea. We provide podcasts which allow you to listen to what suppliers and others are saying about the industry. We wake up every day thinking about how to make the communications between suppliers and users better, quicker, lower costs, a real matchmaking service. It's a big job. Yet we continue to work on it because it's likely one of the highest payback opportunities for the industry as a whole if we can succeed in making supplier-mill communications more efficient. One of the top-ranked questions I get when I am in mills is this. Do you know who makes a fill-in-the-blank? It is amazing. Nearly everyone in mills seems to be looking for a supplier of something. Yet they don't have time to listen to suppliers who bring them offerings, new offerings, clever offerings, services, and products that can give them real advantages. So as we wrap up Procurement Month, I admonish you to take time to listen to those suppliers that knock on your door. They just may have the answer you've been seeking. For safety this week, the life safety crowd keeps coming up with new and better products, too. Spend some time listening to them. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA, all rights reserved.